Hello, everyone, and welcome back to 889 The Bridge. You're listening to our show, Keep It Real. I'm Audrey.
And I'm Ellie.
And first of all, we wanted to say we were on a little bit of a break, but we're back now. What'd you say?
I said back in business.
Back in business. It's a little bit my fault because I got very stressed out about college applications because it is the beginning of that season for me. I am a high school senior and I have no clue where I'm applying. So
it's super fun. You'll figure it out.
I'll figure it out.
Guess what? In a year from now, all this will be over.
That's true.
Just be getting stuff to move in. Or you'll already be moved in. JK, you're not moving in July.
You never know. Who knows? Okay. Well, yeah, so I apologize. Ooh. We're back in business, as Ellie said.
Back in business.
I
feel like there's like a saying that's like back in business, or like, you know, like I feel like there's like a movie quote.
You mean the AC/DC song?
Not back to black.
In black?
No. No, like that, like I feel like there's a we're back in business quote. But it's not we're back in business in like a movie, but I might just be like hallucinating. I don't think there is, but I feel like there is. It's like one of those like, did I come up with it or is it already a thing kind of thing.
I'm also not the most reliable person to ask because my memory is horrible, you know that. Well, anyways, we wanted to talk a little bit about just Seattle sports in general, because a lot has been going on, some very fun stuff. Both Ellie and I are super excited. So first off, we wanted to talk a little bit about the Seattle Kraken expansion draft, which was held in Gasworks Park in Seattle. And it was a super cool event. So if you aren't aware, or if you aren't like a big hockey fan or sports fan, the NHL is not the NHL. Seattle is getting an NHL team. And basically, this is like years in the making, but they're finally like they're getting their draft. Like they're starting to play.
They're not playing anyone. Because games haven't started.
No, I know, but they're starting to play this year, right?
I think they're playing whenever the next season is. I don't know why they wouldn't.
Anyways,
getting a team.
Just super exciting. And I remember, do you remember when it was like big news on what the name was? Like there was a lot of speculation on what it was going to be.
Yeah, I remember one, like how I found out was because our uncle was like he works for an alcohol distribution company, and the Climate Pledge Arena bought like a large supply of Kraken alcohol. And so he told us, and he was like, hey, like
this is probably the name.
This is most likely the name.
Wouldn't it be funny if they just got like
funny if they did that and it wasn't the name?
Yeah, it's like to throw them off. Like our uncle's giving us false information.
That'd be kind of funny.
No, but this has been really exciting because our mom is really big hockey fan.
I was gonna say she's a big sports fan in general.
Yeah,
she's
that's
very
true.
Happy about.
But she was like
to support.
She was raised with like by hockey. She had a lot of friends
she was?
Who played hockey. And
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh, you might have not been with me. So there's another like I think it's a minor league team called the Thunderbirds, which they're located in Kent, Washington. So it's close. Like it was only like real like the biggest hockey team in the state of Washington. And so we would go to those games, and it's always crazy because all the like kids on that team were like our age. They were so young. And also it feels like all of the player, not all of them, but a lot of the players on the Seattle Kraken hockey team, like, that were just selected from the expansion draft, seem really young too. Like, there's a group of Canadian brothers. What are their names?
The Flurries?
Yes.
Or is that a different pair?
Yes. And they're like 20 and 24 or like something That's like that.
Quite young.
Yeah. And so, I mean, it was just very exciting. I was very excited because I love hockey because they fight and it's funny. Like, it's the only sport where you're allowed to fight and they can't interfere unless they fall on the ground and they're like, break it up. But
that's, I don't think I've ever seen a hockey fight. I've been to a hockey game, but I don't think I've ever seen a hockey fight.
No. I feel like we might need to watch a compilation of, like, hockey
fights. Maybe. Or maybe we can just watch it in person.
In person? You never know. Who knows? Like, I think my mom is saying how, like, the players selected were very, like,
good.
Rough. Like, rough. I feel like if Rowdy. We were to go to a game, we would see a fight, which would
That's
be fun.
Exciting.
Yeah.
I like that.
But anyways. I
mean, don't fight, but, like,
no, don't fight unless it's in hockey. Just kidding.
Don't fight unless you have a good excuse. No. No. What are we saying?
The expansion draft, it happened on Wednesday. It was in Gasworks Park, which is basically a park on Lake Union. It was a super cool event. And the thing that made it just like 10 times better was that since it was located on Lake Union, a lot of people went to the event in their boats. And there was this big screen on Lake Union where people could watch
like a barge
happening. Yeah, it was super cool. And so we actually got to go out on our boats and watch the draft from Lake Union. Mm-hmm. And it was super cool. And also it was very fun. Our mom ended up like decorating our boat.
There was like, yes. So like they were doing this thing where like, you could like decorate your boat, I guess, and then you could have the chance to win 2 tickets to the opener.
Mm-hmm.
And so mom really went for it. she really wanted those tickets.
Like, so I really
she got a octopus kite that was like huge.
Oh my gosh. We'll post a photo on our Instagram. It was which quite is big. KMIH Keep It, it Real.
Can I just keep it real? Shout out to you. No, but the kite was huge.
Like, yeah. It was huge. And
it was so hard to get it up to.
Yes. At first, it wouldn't move. Like, it was not, like, there wasn't any wind.
Yeah, like, it was so...
It just, like, wouldn't work, like, the wind. But we... ended up like figuring it out, and it was the funniest thing.
We had to like climb on different surfaces. It was so weird.
But I kind of feel sad for my mom because I thought our like the kite was cool. There were some cool boats though.
You can't feel sad for her because we left before they even gave everything out.
No, we didn't apparently. So we apparently didn't? The contest ended at like 6:30, and that's when the boat, like the official Kraken boat, was gonna go out and give the winning boats their prizes. But
I think we left at 6:30.
No, I don't think we left.
I think we did because we definitely didn't leave before 7. Because remember, you said it'll be, you said like, oh, it ends at 6, and then it didn't end at 6, and they're like, should we find more minutes? And then we were like, we waited 20 more minutes and they're not here.
Well,
I might be getting that wrong, but I know we didn't leave before 7.
So but it was
left at 6:30.
It was fun though, because some of the boats were really decked out. Like,
yeah,
there was this one boat where I don't even, it must have been like a custom made, like,
yeah,
octopus.
I guess custom.
like inflatable octopus that took up the entirety of the boat. It was crazy.
It was huge.
Like
massive.
Yeah. And I'm sure if you like looked up Seattle Kraken expansion draft, you will probably see that, like one of those photos.
Yeah.
But it was just a super cool event, and I'm very excited because that just means we're closer and closer to seeing a hockey game.
Hockey.
I don't know. It's always fun. And it was just crazy how just young some of these players are. And like, speaking of young players, I was actually talking to your friend Jenna about this, Ellie, while I was driving her. Yeah, I was talking to her because she was at a private training for soccer, and she was talking about like a girl who was with her was going to play in Gonzaga. And we were talking about the recent Seattle Sounders game against Austin FC. And the Sounders is like the Seattle's soccer team, the men's soccer team. And they started five teenagers in this game, and they won. Like,
isn't that crazy?
It's crazy. And the youngest one was what did we say?
15. A week older than me.
A week older than Ellie. The youngest, like, he was the third youngest player in the MLS.
I'm
to
15,
start.
By the way, if you didn't know. I'm 15.
But
so a 15-year-old started.
It was crazy. And also they were just holding their own. It was just,
it was quite impressive.
Yeah, it was so fun to watch. And also, okay, so I'll read out the ages. So of the five people, like the five teenagers started. One was 18, one was 16, one was 18, one was 19, and one was 15. So,
that's like, crazy.
There was a kid your age, like, playing in a professional soccer game.
Imagine going to school with them. She'd be like, hey, I saw you played for the Sounders
last day. It was awesome. So, a lot more younger players were signed recently. The oldest, person who has been on the team for the longest is Danny Leyva, who's 18 now, but he started playing for the Sounders. He was signed when he was
16, and I think 16. He started playing when he was 17.
Yeah,
like it was like right as the season ended, he got signed.
Yeah, and so it's just crazy that I can't wrap my head around it. And also just that the 15-year-old's mom probably had to drive them to, like, the airport or like, when they flew to Austin, you know?
Yeah. You're probably carpooling with all the other planners. Isn't that weird? Just texting one of the guys and you're like, hey, can you give me a ride? Can you give me a ride to practice?
I can't even imagine. And it's crazy because, like, we're their age. It just feels so odd.
Right. And,
it's just also so fun to watch them because they're actually, like, really good. Like, they're starting.
they've got to be good if they're starting.
Yeah. And I mean, one of the main reasons why five of them ended up starting was because a lot of our players are away or injured and stuff like that. But it was just crazy. I can't even tell you. It's just so odd too, because since we live like in Washington in the Seattle area, like these kids, like, we have mutual friends with some of these kids. Like, have you noticed that?
Mm-hmm. I think the 15-year-old, who's a week older than me, went to the same middle school as one of my friends.
Really?
Which is weird. Yeah. And I think they were in the same grade, too, because, like, we're all the same age.
Yeah.
Unless he's young for his grade.
Yeah. No, but Joss Atencio, I hope I pronounced that right. He's 19. He was one of the people who started. He actually ended up He ended up getting the MLS Team of the Week. He was a part of that. Did you see that?
No, but that's cool.
Yeah, it was him and Raul Ruiz Diaz, and our coach, Brian Schmetzer, was like the coach of the week. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
I know. It's so crazy to think about. And actually, Jenna was saying how for Reign FC, which is the women's soccer team in Seattle, that they also signed someone really young. I don't remember the age.
They did.
Yeah. But, like, it was crazy. I don't even remember what the age was. Sorry.
It's fine. You don't need to remember the age.
Yeah. I'm not great at remembering things. It's okay. So, just basically all in all, it's pretty impressive. Very exciting future for the Seattle sports teams. I'm just really looking forward to going to a hockey game. Me too. I'm not gonna lie.
I'm excited.
I just can't wait to see like these teenagers play more, because it's so funny. They're like, we're set for quite a while since they're so young and they're already this great. It's just crazy to think about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't.
It's just really odd to think like they're our age doing that. I can't imagine like not like, going to school.
Excuse me. You're my age.
I know.
Doing all this stuff. It's like, what am I doing with my life? JK, everyone has their own accomplishments.
Yeah.
Theirs is just more public.
That's a good way of putting it. Yeah.
Look at me.
And it's honestly, like, that must be very scary. Like, a 15-year-old, like, getting all this attention at such a young age.
Yeah.
But that's just a whole nother story. Well, thank you all so much for listening to this episode of Keep It Real. Just all about Seattle sports and the exciting news that's been happening just this week. This all happened in the span of like 1 week. It's crazy. But
that's so weird.
I know.
No, I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at the fact that like Seattle's pretty crazy.
I know.
In the sports world right now.
I know. We're a little biased, but I mean,
but we're also not.
But we're also not. Because 5 teenagers have played.
History has been made.
No, well, we will be posting.
It has.
What?
I said it has been made.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you sounded like you were contradicting me.
So oh, no, I'm not. Excuse me. I'm not. History has been
Thanks. Made. Thank you.
And some of the photos from the expansion draft we will post to our Instagram. It's at KMIH Keep It Real. I think it will be very interesting to look at, just because there are not a whole lot of photos like when you search online of the water.
You have to search NHL expansion draft Lake Union.
Yeah.
To, like, get pictures of the water, because otherwise it'll just show pictures of, like, the stage and stuff.
Yeah, and I think ours is pretty cool. I'm not going to lie. So, yeah, look forward to that, and just we will see you next week. Thank you for being patient with us as we took a little break, and we look forward to seeing you next week, Saturdays at 2 p.m.
Saturday.
Yes.
Two.
So, dose. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for listening
to 88 on the Bridge.
There we go. Okay. Bye.